Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to Triplett Ministries Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Triplett Ministries Radio Broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty good God we serve. You know, there's a song out there. What a mighty good God we serve. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Because it's good to go and dwell with the brethren, amen, to dwell in unity with our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, amen. Oh, how sweet and pleasant the Lord said it is when brethren and sisters, when we can dwell together in unity, amen. I tell you, there's power in prayer. There's power in the Holy Bible, amen, and the Word of God, because God is the Word, amen. The Word, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, amen. So God is the Word of God, so blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ told us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but he says his Word shall stand forevermore, amen. The Word of God is powerful. It's quick and sharper than any two-edged sword, and so that Word of God is how what we need to live by. We apply it to our daily life, the blueprint to life. Amen, amen. If we need to know about anything, how we need to go about living, whether it be marriage, how we need to be on our jobs, or whatever it is in life, it's in the Word of God. Amen, amen. It's an answer for everything. Thank and praise the Lord on today, because he is God, and he's God alone, and there's none other beside him. Amen. He said he's Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last, who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. Amen. He's coming back, church. He's coming back for a church that have made herself ready. Amen. Have made herself ready. He says like a bride that has prepared herself for her groom in her white and has adorned herself as a holy bride and clean and acceptable and pleasing unto the groom, amen, which that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to wash our garments white, amen. That means spiritually, not with Clorox bleach, but spiritually wash ourselves, amen. He wants us to wash ourselves in the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus, there's power. He says, in the blood. There's nothing like the blood of Jesus. You know that we sing that song, oh, the blood of Jesus. It'll never, ever lose its power. I recall years ago in church how the women of God would always say, baby, plead the blood of Jesus. Every day, all day, plead the blood of Jesus, because that blood, it washes away everything, our sins, and it makes us. He said, like, even though our sins may be as crimson, like red as crimson, he says he'll wash us white as snow. So we can take a blood bath. It sounds really strange to take a blood bath, but we can do that spiritually and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And so I just thank and praise God for who he is, because Jesus Christ, he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changes not. One thing about the Lord I love about him, he doesn't change. He, you know, you can meet people and they're nice to you one day, and another time you run into them, they're a whole different person. But Jesus says he's the same. He said, I change it not. And that's a friend. That's a friend. He says he is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. And so I thank and praise God on today for him, Jesus Christ, being a friend. And a, not only a friend to the friendless, but a father to the fatherless. Amen. And a mother to the motherless. Amen. He's everything to me and what you need him to be. Amen. So we're talking today about the anointing of God. The anointing of God. The anointing is symbolic of the oil, I should say. It's symbolic of the anointing. You know, when you go to church and you go down to the altar for prayer, the ministers anoint you first, because the anointing is symbolic. I mean, the oil is symbolic of the anointing, because you have to be anointed and then for that prayer to go forth. Amen. And so the anointing removes the burdens and it destroys the yoke of bondage. Let's go to the scripture here, the word of God. The anointing, one of the scriptures that we're going to focus scripture we're going to read out of today. And if you don't have your Bibles, write the scripture down and you can reference it at a later date. It's going to be Isaiah 10 and 27. Isaiah 10 and 27. Isaiah 10 and 27. I love the book of Isaiah. And it reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you, Father God, for the anointing that removes the burden and destroys the yokes of bondage. Father, you said that your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. And Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come boldly to you, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Father, we ask that you will remove every burden from every listener that's listening in and every listener that would tune in. Father God, to this broadcast, remove the burdens that's on their shoulder. They destroy those yokes, Father God, that's weighing them down. Let us lay aside the sin that so easily beset us and run this race that you called us with patience in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us stand still and see the salvation of you, Father God, and let us not forget your benefits that you loadeth us with daily, that you said, praise ye the Lord, and that we'll never forget to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, the anointing. And so that anointing that removes that, he says, takes away that burden off of your shoulder. You know, a lot of times we carrying weight and we carrying burdens around, you know, and that's why he said lay it aside, that sin and that it's easily beset us, because God doesn't want us to, you know, be weighed down with burdens, you know, and stress, because burdens will give you stress or cause stress, and stress will kill you. Amen. It will kill you. And I know there was a young lady who was 42. She died on January 13th. And she had posted on December of a massive heart attack. And she posted on December 30th on her Facebook page that she had woke up feeling so good that she hadn't felt that good in a long time. But she said that that stress, she said, will kill you. She said, so when you let it go, it's priceless. Now, she posted that on December 30th, and she had a massive heart attack on January 13th. So something had to be weighing her down. Something had to be burdening her and worrying her. And, you know, and it's just sad to have seen such a young woman have to lose her life. But that's what God said. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Lay it aside. Because he told us in his word that his yoke is easy. He doesn't want us. He said, it's not hard. It's easy. And he said, his burdens are light. So the burdens of the world will weigh you down, and it will kill you. If stress will kill you, it'll weigh you out, wear you out. But he said, my yoke, the Lord's yoke, and he said, his yoke, not only is easy, but the burden, he said, his burdens are light. So who wouldn't want a light yoke, you know? And so that's why we are talking about the anointing that removes the yoke and destroys those remove the burdens and destroy those yokes of bondages. And the devil, that's what he comes to do, steal, kill, and destroy. And so we have to take, we don't have whole conversations with Satan, but we certainly can certainly say one thing, Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's all you have to say and move on. And whatever you find yourself in every day, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover your children and your bloodline with the blood of Jesus. I was telling my aunt Jean and how I would cover, I don't pray for call out names, because if you try to call out names in prayer, you will forget people. So it's just best to, I say, I pray for my bloodline. That way we cover everybody. We don't miss anybody. And then I pray for my husband's bloodline. And then not only they go a little farther, but our bloodline spouse, because we have a bloodline that have marital spouses. And so we want to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And say, and then in their bloodline. So we can lay that weight aside by taking it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. And there's always, this has always been the recipe. Just a little talk with Jesus, it'll make it right. Sometimes we have to do like the old spiritual hymns, steal away to Jesus. Amen. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. And sometimes we have to cry. We have to cry sometimes because the word of God said Jesus wept. You know, it makes me feel good when I can cry and let it out because you cleanse your soul. We are human beings. God wants us to be strong, but we are yet human. And so he wants us to let it go. Amen. To release it and let it go. I train insurance consultants and they take the state exam, and they were so, this past week, they were so stressed out. And I told them, I said, hey, look, stress will kill you. I said, let it go. Just let it go. Because what God has for you is for you. Amen. And God knows what's best for you. He knows the beginning from the end. Amen. Everything that has a beginning has an ending. Amen. And one thing you're going to have in this life, you will have troubles. Amen. Every now and then, you're going to encounter some trouble. But one thing about trouble, it does not last always. Amen. It don't last. It's going to come, but it won't last. And Jesus told us in his word, you can say, he said, well, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Saying the same shall be saved. So we don't want to give up and throw in the towel. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand because he said he that endureth to the end. So we want to ask God to help us endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. Because some of us say we love the Lord, but are we in the army of the Lord? Do we have our war clothes on? Have we placed on our helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit? Do we carry that, which is the word of God, in our hearts? Do we have that breastplate? Are we wearing a breastplate of righteousness? Are our loins girded about with truth? And are we wearing in our feet, are they shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Amen. We have to be dressed for this battlefield because we are in the army of the Lord. And this is the end time army. And, you know, it says we're the real soldiers. Stand up. We're going to see in these last and evil days who the real soldiers are. You know, will the real soldiers stand up? Because one thing about it, My mother always told me, actions speak louder than words. You can talk a good game, you can say a many things, but what tells me that you love God are your actions. Your actions speak louder than those words. You can speak it, but are you living it? Amen? We have to walk in worthy, Jesus said, in the vocation wherewith we've been called. Amen? Because Jesus said, if you just speaking it, you know, people say, he said that some going to even prophesy in his name. He talked about there's false prophets. And, you know, so there are prophets of God, but he said they're going to be some false prophets. And he said, you know, he going to tell them, he said he going to tell them come the judgment day, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I knew you not. And they're going to say, I cast out devils in your name. These people, false prophets, are going around using the name of Jesus. And they're false prophets. See, they speak in one thing, but their lifestyle is showing something else. We're seeing a lot of exposure of the churches, the people that's living unclean and unholy lives, that's saying one thing but living another. We're seeing them getting exposed. It's coming out. The Bible said judgment shall begin first at the house of God. I don't know why we don't believe God. We only take certain scriptures and say, yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, but what about these scriptures that when he tell us these perilous times is going to come, men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, haters of God, and despisers of them that do good. And so we're living in this time right now. And people are now, we live, and he said, when you see these things, he said, no, the end is not yet. He said, these are the beginning of sorrow. And so, but he said, when you see them too, know that your redemption draws nigh. So when we look and see that these things are going on, that's when we have to be under the anointing. And one thing, if you don't have any anointing oil, I advise you, go to the Christian bookstore at your local, in your local community. And it's very inexpensive. And they have anointing oils with frankincense and myrrh just for you to anoint, for anointing purposes. That's where we get it from. And you go there. And it may be some places, maybe $3, some may be $5, some may be $7, depending on where you go. And you bless that oil. If the Holy Ghost, if God is dwelling in you, then you can ask God to bless that oil. And or if you want to go and have a man of God or a woman of God to bless the oil for you, you can, that you feel that is anointed, because you don't want anybody praying over the oil, then you want an anointed person is going to pray over your oil, then you can feel free to do that. And after you bless that oil, keep that oil on your face counter, on your face bowl. And that's what I do. I have the anointing oil on my face bowl. And I anoint myself every morning after I wash my face, because you have to, if I don't put it there, then I may forget. So the first thing after I wash my face and you know, moisturize my face, I anoint myself with the oil, anoint myself in the name of Jesus. And I ask for whatever blessing that I need to be on upon me that day. And that's what we need to do. We have to anoint ourselves. Amen. Because why did Jesus say? He said, the anointing shall remove the burden, destroy the yoke. So let's go to some scriptures about the anointing. And when we look about and look in the Word of God, King James Version, it's about 26 scriptures that tell us about the anointing. Now, I'm going to read a few of those. James 5 and 14, that's in the New Testament, James 5 and 14. It says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. 1 John the second chapter. And you can write these scriptures, excuse me, if you can write them down and you can reference them later. 1 John 2:27. And it says, but the anointing, excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold here, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. The anointing. See, the anointing to not only, you know, remove the burdens for you, it's going to teach you. We just read it here. Let's read it again. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need of not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it have taught you, ye shall abide in him. See, sometimes you can just be sitting quietly and still and having fellowship and talk with the Lord, and the Lord will speak to you. And he'll say, he'll give you instruction. He'll teach you things. He'll say things to you. And he'll teach you and show you what to do. And that's also what when we reference the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is dwelling in you, amen. And how do we obtain the Holy Ghost? He says, you know, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, the speaking of tongues is just a gift of the Holy Ghost, you know, because the Holy Ghost is not only just a burden bearer, you know, just remove your burdens and destroy your yokes of bondage, but the Holy Ghost is it's a comforter, amen. He's to lead you and guide you in all truth. But the Holy Ghost also has a gift, and that gift is the evidence of speaking in tongues, and that's Acts 2:38, and that's where we get the apostles' doctrine from, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, the apostles of God, and that's why we don't talk about denominations, because there aren't any denominations. There's nowhere listed in the Bible you see a denomination. But it talks about the doctrine of Christ. And that's the doctrine, because when you go to these different churches and you ask them, okay, some people go in these churches, they don't even know what their doctrine is. Okay, so you need to know what's the doctrine. But the doctrine that the Bible talks about is they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Let's give you that scripture. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, King James Version. I love the Bible where you can, the computer, you can just pull the scripture up, and it'll just give it to you right where it is. And it's Acts 2. It's between 42 and 47. I'm going to get I'm going to get the King James Version. I like the King James Version. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, King James Version. All right, let's look at this one. Okay, here we go. So this is Acts, the second chapter. You're going to read everything. If you go to Acts, the second chapter, you will find everything that we talk about the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost in here. Acts 2, and I'm just going to read 41 through 43. Then they that gladly received his word. See, you got to receive the word before you can act on the word. Because if you don't receive the word, guess what? That word didn't fell on stony ground. You know, the Bible talk about the word of God fell on good ground. So we pray that this word of God in the name of Jesus falls on good ground to all the hearers, and that they may be doers of his holy and precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So that's why we talk about this apostolic doctrine. But the Acts 2 and 38 is where you find repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, that ye may receive the gift, that ye might be saved and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that your children, it not only say that it's on to for your children, but also your household. Amen? Because God, you can't be anointed and live with the devil. You have the anointing is going to remove the burdens and destroy the yoke. So you can't curse what's already blessed. So your household will be saved because you know why? Because you saved, you anointed. So your house is anointed. And then when you get to understanding and utilizing the anointing and the power of God and the tools that he give us, the anointing is just one of the tools that we can use to be victorious in Christ Jesus. You not only will anoint yourself, but you anoint your home. Amen. And you don't have to anoint your home every day, but you anoint your house, your car. You anoint it. Amen. And I even keep anointing oil in my purse. That way, sometimes you might be, you know, need to anoint somebody. You know, you might need to pray over somebody. So you want to anoint that person first before you pray. And then, or, you know, a situation, or you never know where God may use you. Amen. So the Bible tells us to be ye also ready. See, because Jesus told us he's coming back like a thief in the night. And so if we don't know when he's coming, we don't want to be caught with our works undone. We want to be ready when Jesus comes. We want to be found faithful. We want to be found true. We want to be found doing our Father's business. Amen. See, God is a businessman. He said, you know, be about our Father's business. See, God got a business. And he's got a kingdom, and he wants us to be vineyards in his. I'm sorry, he wants to be workers in his vineyard. Amen. He said, you know, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We have to be about our Father's business, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God works through people. Amen. Amen. So he uses us. He gives us everyone different gifts, and he wants us to utilize our gifts. And he said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we all come into the unity of the faith. So God wants us to utilize the gifts that he has given us for the body of Christ, to win souls for him, whatever it is. He wants us to be obedient. But the anointing we're talking about today, he says, it'll teach you things, you know. And it'll teach you things, and you'll know better. Because Jesus said the Holy Ghost, after you have received the Holy Ghost, once you repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus, after you receive the Holy Ghost, he said that ye shall receive power. Okay? So you're going to have power. Okay? It's no such thing as a weak saint. I don't know about any weak saint. We are his ambassadors. And as ambassadors for Christ, we are his representatives. And we are to walk in the light and be living epistles read of all men. Amen. He says, you know, let not your good be evil spoken of. And he wants us to abstain from the very appearance of evil. If it looks like it's evil, don't even surround yourself to it, you know. You have to surround yourself with Christ-like-minded individuals that want to be holy, that wants to be saved, and that wants to be sanctified. You don't hear people talking about sanctification because you know why? People don't want to be sanctified. Sanctified means meet for the master's use, set apart for him. Not for you or for nobody else. Jesus wants us to be set apart for him. Amen. He don't want anybody else to use us. He wants to use us for his glory. Amen. Amen. He wants to use us for his glory. And I thank God on today because I thank him for removing my burdens, destroying my yokes of bondage. Each and every day, we're going to have trouble. But I thank and praise God that even through the midst of the trouble, I still have my joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God. I see my Jean tuned in, my mom. Thank you, Mom, for tuning in, Aunt Jean, and Eddie Mae Coleman, my dear friend, and my Aunt Bertha Jean, I call her, my Aunt Darnell. God bless each and every one of you all. Jesus loves you. LaShawn Faulkner of Atlanta. Well, she's from Ohio. I met her at the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World summer convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Her and her mother now lives in, and her husband lives in Douglasville, Georgia. She finally completed the jingle she told me when I met her in Atlanta. So I want you to hear it as we go out. And remember that anointing removes the burdens and it destroys the yoke of bondage. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. God bless you.